the very wonderful musician and great human being, Sir Roland Hanna.
Thank you. This next piece, called Limehouse Blues, is very, very difficult. I heard UB Blake play it once, and he played it so fast that everything was a blur. The other night, I played it, and after I got through, I was so tired. I had to stop at least for 2 or 3 minutes. And the guy behind me said, when UB Blake played it, he was 90 years old and he didn't get tired. Well, anyway, we're going to make another attempt to play it. We hope we can get through without losing our wind this time.
Thank you.
Sorry about that, folks. But it's just impossible to play that tune without getting out of breath. It's like a marathon piece, and it just takes you on by itself. The next piece is a piece that I wrote as part of a group of preludes that were let me get my breath. I was asked to write a series of preludes, which I thought was to be the Debussy preludes. Some years ago, the Japanese people came to New York and asked Creed Taylor if he would let me record some Debussy preludes. And so they sent me a ticket, asked me to come to Japan and do these preludes. And I studied for about 6 months, learning all 12 of these first book of Debussy preludes. And when I got to Japan, they said, no, we don't want Debussy. We want your preludes like Debussy. So something got lost in the translation, you know. And so I had to spend the next 2 weeks writing a series of preludes. You know, racking my brain all day and then playing a concert at night and then coming back the next morning at 8 o'clock in the morning and racking my brain all day again. I did complete the 12 preludes, the first set, and we recorded them back in 1976. The next year we recorded another set in 1977. And this, although this prelude is not actually one of them, thank you very much. Excuse me. Although this prelude is not actually one of the preludes that I played, it grew out of that set. And as a result, I wrote many more preludes. Some in the style of Chopin, some in the style of George Gershwin, some in the style of Johann Sebastian Bach, and some in my own style. And this particular one is a combination of many, many people. You may hear, if you're familiar with Alexander Scriabin, you may hear some Scriabin in this piece. Or you may hear some Charlie Parker. Or you may hear some Dizzy Gillespie or Rachmaninoff. I don't know. Music is music. But it is with a great deal of love that I play for you now this prelude number 2. Oh, I try to play for you now. Put it that way. Thank you. U.B. Blake was the last of a great number of great two-handed piano players. If I ran just a few names, you'd know what I mean. The first name, of course, the greatest, Art Tatum, Earl Hines, Lucky Roberts, James P. Johnson, Willie the Lion Smith, Abba Laba. There were so many who used both hands. Sometime around the 1930s, piano players got lazy and decided to put the left hand behind their backs. And to me, that was a terrible shame. Although we did have Art Tatum, and I had a chance to sit around him and listen to him and watch him play. He was superhuman. But U.B. Blake was very special, and he outlasted all of them. He lived to be 100 years and 3 days. Born in 1883, and he died in 1983. And I had a chance to meet him and play with him at Carnegie Hall and a couple of other places. And when I met him, as I said before, I was in awe of him. His hands were huge. He could reach a 13th. In some cases, he could reach from C, an octave, to B flat. Most of the time, he would miss that, though. But when I met him, I was taken with him, and I thought I would try to write a piece that in some way was a portrait of him or resembled him, resembled his way of playing. And I did write it, and I showed it to him, and he liked it. And that was good enough for me. I call it Century Rag. I hope I can do it justice.
Yeah, let's hear it again for Sir Roland Hanna. God bless you, Roland.